In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts this evening in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we again come before Your holy and precious word this evening, dear Father, we wish to thank You for this beautiful day that You have blessed us with. We thank You, dear Father, for the many blessings in this temporal life that You have gifted unto us, for our homes and our families, our dear escorts in living faith, and all that we have in this temporal life. For we know, dear Father, that all things come from Your hand. But above all, dear Father, we wish to thank You for this greatest gift that man can own. This gift of Your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom You saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven so that the sinner could be saved. Dear Father, we ask that You would continue to lead and guide us on this pathway that leads us to heaven's home. Give us strength, dear Father, to battle against the onslaughts of the enemy. Dear Father, we pray on behalf of those who are struggling with trials and temptations in this life. Comfort and uplift them. Give unto them understanding that even amidst those heavy trials, they too have reason to rejoice, for they are counted as Your own, dear Father. And as we pause around Your holy and precious word, we ask for a service blessing. Give words of utterance unto Your servant. Give us ears to hear. Give us hearts to believe. All of this we ask in Your dear Son's name. In Jesus' name, amen. In thinking about this theme for this day, dear brother and sister, where we already heard so preciously this morning, the theme is as a citizen of heaven in the world. These words that we're going to hear came to my mind thinking about this theme. It is not a text that is even set aside for this Sunday. But nevertheless, I thought it relates so well in thinking about the theme. This text is found in the book of Daniel, and it's a very familiar portion of Scripture. And it's found in chapter 3, and we will read verses 13 through 18. The words are in Jesus' name as follows. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen. As I already said, this portion of Scripture came to my mind thinking about the theme for this Sunday. Dear brother and sister, we are certainly citizens of heaven, traveling in this world. This portion of Scripture that we read, it speaks to us about three brothers. Three of our brothers. Brothers in faith that were, we could say, commanded by the king to obey his orders. There was a golden image that was set up that the people at that time were commanded to worship. Just as we heard in this text when the sound of the music began. They were all supposed to go and gather around this great golden image. I believe this image stood about 90 feet tall that the king had built to honor him. When I think about this happening in Scripture, my thoughts go to each and every one of our lives. As we travel on this way to heaven. The Bible speaks to us about us as believers, that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So we could even ask, what does this mean? That we are in the world, but not of the world. Scripture teaches us in many places in the Bible, throughout the whole Bible, how we as children of God ought to conduct ourselves and ought to live our lives. When we think about it, dear brother and sister and you dear youth that are here, we are the most fortunate people. We are living under the grace of God. We are living, believing our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And when we live in this way, we have that Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that enters into our hearts. And this Spirit instructs us, it guides us, it reminds us. And so important it is, dear brother and sister, that we heed the voice of the Spirit. When we turn to this text that we read this evening, it is just as you and I travel in this world. These three brothers that we heard read of, they were endeavoring to believe in this same faith that God had gifted them with that we own today. I ask you, do you think it was easy for these dear brothers in this text to live according to God's Word? I would say, no, it probably wasn't. Just as it isn't easy for us. They also experienced the many, many temptations that were set before them. And even of this temptation that we heard of in this red text. Imagine the pressure that was on these three brothers to go and worship that golden image for fear of what might happen to them. Dear brother and sister, I ask, was it on their own power or strength that they were able to resist even this temptation? No, it wasn't. It was only by the power of God. That Holy Spirit that they had in their hearts, that instructed them, and they obeyed that Spirit. When we think about temptation, dear brother and sister, we are all faced with it, aren't we? In many, many forms, especially today. It is so easy to fall into sin. With the technology that is out there. Dear brother and sister, the battle is fierce. But let us have that prayer to God, just as we heard this morning, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ prayed on our behalf. And what did He pray? He didn't pray that we would be plucked out of this world. He prayed that we would be protected from the evil. We also need to have this kind of prayer in our hearts, dear brother and sister. That, dear Heavenly Father, give me strength that can only come from You to battle against the enemy of souls. What does the Bible speak of? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God hears those cries and those sighs, dear brother and sister, you dear youth. We need to, in this world today, crucify our flesh. We remember that when Jesus, in the beginning part of Matthew, when Jesus was taken up into that wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And we remember those temptations that He faced. And we remember that last one when the devil came to Him and showeth Him all the kingdoms of the world. And He says, again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Is this not similar to what these dear brothers in our red text experienced? Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to worship that golden image. What was Jesus' response? He said, "Get thee hence, Satan." Oh, if we could remember this when we're battling, dear brother and sister. To tell Satan to get thee hence. Dear brother and sister, the devil does not want to hear that gospel. He doesn't want you to hear it and he doesn't want you to believe it. But oh, how we need to hasten when sin besets us to those grace fountains. There is great power in that precious gospel. Power to battle against the threefold enemy. When we think about that theme as a citizen of heaven in the world, it comes to my mind that portion in Matthew also. Where Jesus reminded us about that city that cannot be hid, that is set on a hill. Dear brother and sister, it's important for us that we live our lives according to how we believe. We are the light unto the world. And it is this light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that shines so brightly. The devil would like us to be no different than those in the world. He doesn't want that light to shine, does he? He wants us to be no different. He wants us to go and do the things that the world has to offer. So the world cannot see that bright light that shines through those who are endeavoring to walk in the truth. In the Epistle of John, in the first epistle, the second chapter, it speaks to us about the love of the world. And he reminds us so preciously. Listen to what he says in that 15th verse. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Then listen to what it says. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This is our battle. It is a battle against the enemy of souls. It is a battle against our own flesh. It is a battle against the world. And it is a battle that we cannot battle on our own part. But God helps us. Do we fall into sin, dear brother and sister? I don't know about you. I'm sure you do. Because I know myself, I do many times. But it's important that we keep that conscience tender so that when we do fall into sin, there's that voice inside us that's reminding us to go and put that sin away. Listen to that voice. You dear youth, dear brothers and sisters, listen to that voice and go and speak of those matters that are weighing you down to a trusted brother or sister. The Bible speaks about there is nothing new under the sun with God. Why does the Bible speak in this way? It is God's holy and precious Word. But, dear brother and sister, we cannot hide from God. No matter how secretive we are, no matter what corner we go and hide in and do something, no matter if we go with some other brother or sister with us to do that sin, the devil wants to tell us then that it's okay. There's others with you. It's not okay. It is sin. And God sees it. It's important for us to remember that we will all answer to God on that last day. And it's a sobering thought. But dear brother and sister, if we travel putting sin away, it isn't a day we need to fear. But it is a day we look forward to, isn't it? We need to have our full trust in God. That God sees all, God knows all, and God will forgive us. These brothers that we read about here in this red portion, they had this same faith in God. Yes, they were tempted, just like you and I. They were tempted to go, they were told to go and worship that golden image. They knew that God is a jealous God. And He is. God doesn't want just part of our love. He doesn't. That doesn't help us. He wants all of our love. That is how God is. And that's how these three brothers in our text understood it. And they refused to go and worship that golden image. Oh, if we had this kind of strength. But this kind of strength comes from God. And may we pray for it. That we resist those temptations of the devil. We pray in that Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. What are we praying for there? That God would give us power and strength. God does not lead us into temptation, but He gives us power to battle against it. Doesn't He? Just as these three brothers here, when that music rang, these brothers refused to go. God gave them strength to battle. And they even told that king. If it be so, our God whom we will serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. We remember when those three lads were cast into that furnace. We remember the ones that were lighting that furnace. How hot it was. They were told to light it, I can't even remember how many times. Hotter. Seven times more than it won't be to be heated. And those ones that cast those three into that furnace. The heat of it killed them. They were instantly dead. And when the king went to look into that furnace to see if these three boys, these three lads were burnt to a crisp, there wasn't three there. But there was four. He's seen four images in there. Who is that fourth person, dear brother and sister? It was the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is this same Jesus Christ that gives us strength and protects us, dear brother and sister. We are citizens of heaven in this world. We do not battle against the enemy on our own power and strength. But God gives us the strength to battle. God knows what kind of a heart we have. God knows if we are truly endeavoring to keep faith and a good conscience. Dear brother and sister, we have the Almighty Protector on our side. God who loves sin-fallen mankind. A God who wants each and every one of us to get to heaven. And He has promised, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. If I can find that portion, it's in one of the epistles. Of Paul. It speaks to us about the Spirit of God. And in the subheading in that 8th chapter of Romans, it says here that the Spirit delivers from the power of the flesh. It says here, for they that are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The first verse of this 8th chapter speaks to us about how there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is no condemnation for those who believe, their sins forgiven. Does it not pay to believe, dear brother and sister? Uplift your hearts and believe. All of your sins, all of your doubts, those latest fears forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We are citizens of heaven that are traveling in this world. And may we walk according to what the Spirit teaches. Yes, we fall into sin, but may we hasten to those grace fountains and put sins away, because there's power in the gospel. I've oftentimes thought about this gift of confession that God has given us. May we not forsake this gift, dear brother and sister. When we think about confession, God is... I was speaking to a brother, a dear brother, one time. And he told me this, and it has stuck with me. He said, God gave us this gift of confession because He knew that we needed it. He said, if we wouldn't have needed this gift of confession, God would not have given it to us. Isn't it true? Do not forsake this gift. It gives us... There is, and there should be shame for sin. For sin that we do. We should feel shameful. But because we feel shameful, does that mean we don't go and speak of it? Of course not. But that's where that power of the gospel comes in. And also, when we go and speak of that matter that is weighing us down, when we are able to open our mouths by and through the power of God to speak of what's weighing us down, it's hard, it's difficult. And we hear this gospel preached. Oh, how good it feels. And it renews in us a new spirit that I am going to battle against that sin and not fall again. Does that always happen? Peter asked Jesus, how oft shall I forgive my brother? It's as oft as we need it. But we don't have the freedom to sin. But we have the freedom from sin, dear brother and sister. And God knows our hearts. He knows when we're feeling bad about sin. But we do not want to use this grace gospel for a cloak. Because God knows that kind of a heart too. I have said before, there is a big difference between living in sin and battling against sin. And God knows our battle. Continue to battle, dear brother and sister. It is a worthwhile battle. Continue to put sins away when they beset. Because when we do this, our conscience is pure and cleansed. And it will remind us when sin besets. That is why God's Word encourages us to put sin away. To keep that conscience pure and to keep it tender. As little children in this grace kingdom. Uplift your hearts, dear brother and sister. You dear youth, believe those latest sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Oh, it is a worthwhile battle. The reward that awaits us is so great. When we get there, dear brother and sister, and you dear youth, we will not want to return. I will guarantee that. The Spirit assures us that it is a good place to be. And God will help us get there. This is that same gospel, dear brother and sister, that I want to hear. That can I have my many sins and doubts forgiven? My desire is to continue to believe with you. In Jesus' name, and always blessed name. Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.